You know that Taylor Swift had a song about calling somebody gay?
What?
Yeah.
When?
And she like canceled herself with it.
Oh, I remember this. This sounds familiar. And she had to like apologize for it or something?
I don't know if she apologized, but she says...
She said, I suck.
I'm not singing this song anymore.
She canceled herself
for it. Says gay.
I am so sorry for being white. And talking about stuff. Yeah, man. Well, everybody, welcome back. Another stupid.
Wait, really? Are we back?
Oh, dude, we've been going. And
oh,
not
gosh.
Cutting.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. Welcome back to another stupid episode of 1 to 2 Views. Where, who, dude, honestly.
Yeah.
Who's listening to this right now?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm so tired. Today's going to be a weird one because I feel like I'm half asleep right now. I'm not going to lie.
I could have given you an energy drink.
Like, I'd die. I'd
no, you wouldn't.
Die. I would.
No, last time I had you'd have a heart attack, but you wouldn't die.
Last time I had a monster, I shit myself. No, I almost died. But
last time I looked at a energy drink, I had instant diarrhea.
Dude, what are we doing? Just like feeling like I'm like in a dream state right now. I'm just contemplating everything. Like what is happening right now?
This is one of those podcasts.
Yeah, it is. Like I just don't.
What'd you take before coming out here, Tyler?
No, I just.
What mushroom like substance?
Dude, I was laying on your couch right before we recorded, and I'm like, this is about to be really unhinged because I just, I was just laying there thinking like, who's tuning in to listen to us goobers? People are, which is nuts, but like.
Those some real troopers there, I tell you.
Butts and wee-wees.
What? If you do listen to this, please, we thank you, and
I'm sorry.
You're the best. We're sorry.
And
you,
I'm sorry.
You're the best.
And I'm so sorry.
You had to listen to my voice tonight.
I need you to stay here so I'm not lonely.
Okay.
We got to stop.
So if you've made it this far into the podcast, we know that you're a real fan and you should definitely like and subscribe and share and tell your friends about us because we are so lonely.
Bro, you have a family.
It's just,
you
it's just
decided.
A ploy.
For some reason, never mind. I don't want to get into this. Too bad. I'm gonna. Okay? You don't have to beg. Okay. You decided last time I was over here, you're like, all right, fine. We need to have a game night. Invite a bunch of ladies over because Mac's trying to hook me up.
I don't whoa, man. Did you see that Greyhound you just threw me under?
I'm not throwing you under. I feel like I'm throwing myself under.
You're throwing yourself
like
under.
The fact
yeah,
that I'm,
I guess that's
I'm
true.
Bringing this up.
Well, I mean,
because apparently everyone in my life over the past 2 months has been trying to set me up.
It's because you were like prime, you were prime dating age.
That's a thing.
Yeah. You could,
is that really just, hold on, is that code for what the fuck are you doing with your life? You should be married and having kids soon?
No, I didn't
hearing?
Say you should be married and having kids. I said you are prime, like being with a girl and having the best time of your life right now.
You're
and so making, I'm trying to encourage
you're prime
that.
Being with a girl.
Prime being with a girl.
Being with being a girl.
Being with the ladies.
Yeah,
grabbing them by their hands.
Grabbing their hands. Holding them tight. Tightest I've ever held it, I tell you what.
Holding them the tightest.
The tightest. I'll show you the tightest hold. I'll choke you out with that hold, let me tell you.
Man, we're going off the rails so quick.
Got a girlfriend. Held her tight. She didn't believe it. Choked her out. But she asked for it.
Tyler does not choke women out. I want to just go ahead and put that on
no,
the record.
Donaldson does.
Oh, no.
Grab her by the chokehold.
No. Look. I feel like we should have a game night. We have loads of friends. I thought I had friends. You're my only friend, if I'm honest.
I've realized. I was like, hey, we were supposed to do this like about 2 hours ago. And Mac was like, how about you come over this time? I said, all right. Then he goes, how about an hour later? I'm like, do you just want to cancel? Like, are
no,
you good?
I don't. I did not want to cancel.
I was like, do you have any, like, are you good today? He's like, oh, I'm always down.
This is
like,
what you got to know.
I just want to make sure that I'm not, like, intruding on your plans if you're, like,
this
busy.
This is what
And he's like, no, please, for the love of God, don't leave me. Please come over.
Look, when you have a wife, sometimes she makes dinner decisions without consulting you before making them.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the dinner decisions. They are fine. I love food. I love my wife. I'm okay with those plans. But sometimes it's just like, you got to roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do it. And so,
what were dinner plans for tonight?
Coming here and eating some tacos was the original.
Coming here is in your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
From work. That was the original plan. And then about 30 minutes or an hour or so before I got off work, my wife calls me and says, hey, by the way, we're going to get hibachi tonight. And I'm like,
I'm so jealous.
I should have invited you. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It would have been you, me, the boy, the boy's mother's father, the boy's mother's sister, and the boy's mother's sister's son.
Why are we relating everyone to your son? And if so, what does that make me?
You're the boy's father's friend.
Who's the godfather? Who are the godparents?
I don't think we have one, like, legitimately.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We don't have one, I think. It's not official.
That's crazy. I don't want to be it, bro. I don't want to be responsible. Jesus Christ. Here we go.
So I got to ask you a question.
Nope.
The godfather, his a role that is, do you feel... I'm not saying that you are or are not the godfather.
Oh, God.
But it's very important.
You are not the godfather.
You have to be able to take on the responsibility that if me and Taylor die, that person has to then raise a child.
I know this. That's why I
said
no.
Isn't that, like, stressful?
Yeah.
I am a godfather.
My sister is a godmother.
There you go.
For my cousin's bebe.
There you go. And, I thought about it literally the entire time I've been a godfather was a few years before we had our son. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I could do that. And then every time I see them, I'm like, I make a stupid joke. Oh, I'm the godfather. Mm-hmm. And like I'm in freaking The Godfather.
And then they died. And you're
and
like,
then
oh,
they
shit.
Died. No. And then I had a son and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I took it so lightly raising a child. And they have two of them.
And if you did, you'd have to talk to them like that the entire time.
Listen, you come to me wanting me to change your dirty diaper.
You gotta go to bed.
You're going to sleep. If you don't, you're gonna be sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah, and that's how you talk to your child.
That's how you talk
to
a toddler.
The child while they're growing up. And then you like go with your hang out with your friends, like, oh my God, this act that I'm putting on is wild. This is crazy.
These cotton balls.
Oh, dude, he's coming. Hey, what's going
This kid thinks I'm we're all Italian.
Honestly,
just pretend like
if
you're
Joe Biden put a cotton ball in his mouth, he'd probably talk like
Honestly, if Joe Biden put a cotton ball in his mouth, he would sound the exact same.
Honestly, if he put a cotton ball in his mouth, he might choke on it and die, to be honest. I don't think you know what to do. This is cotton candy.
dude, anything crazy been going on this week?
Besides
the fact that we found out there's another... Okay. Last episode, we talked about Godzilla minus a one. It is
minus a one?
Minus a one.
And how Japan still makes a really badass Godzilla movies.
Mm-hmm.
Only to be told a day later, there's a new trailer out for another Legendary Pictures Godzilla and Kong team-up movie. And I'm just like, I'm really getting sick and tired of this.
It looks really silly.
It looks
like a cartoon for like kids.
I know. And
the CG is like okay. I'm not saying it's bad. It might even be good, but it's just the concept of it and the way that it's portrayed story-wise is so goofy.
So get this. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. There is a way to animate something.
I'm gay. Have you seen that Joe Biden thing? I'm sorry. Keep talking. I'll pull
Anyways,
it
Dude, I think you and Joe got the same kind of thing going on right now. But all right, so there's a way to animate something or film something to make it look bigger than what it is. Usually that's done by making it look like it moves very slowly. Because in like the real world, bigger animals tend to move at slower paces. Smaller animals tend to move at faster paces. It's just kind of like a thing. And when you show that scale of that happening, things look more massive. They look like they hold more weight. Well, the last like Godzilla movie and then Kong, these animals are moving so damn fast that I'm just like, they look like regular animals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's...
And it takes that, like, suspension of disbelief out for me.
Yeah, especially because there's a lot of shots in this trailer where it's just, like, King Kong.
It's just, it's mostly big animals.
And, yeah, so they all look like regular sized.
I know, you could put a human at, like, chest level to these things. That's how small they look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sucks, man.
Yeah, it looks really bad, to be honest. I don't know if it's gonna be.
Why is Godzilla purple?
Huh?
Am I missing something?
I don't know. He's got like a pinkish purple laser.
Purple.
I'm gay.
Oh my god. Well, you heard it in here, folks. You heard it first.
No, there's a clip of like views. Joe Biden like way back, like not even way back, but like a few years ago being like, I think it was when he was with Obama, and he was like, we think that marriage should be held in the traditional stance between a man and a woman, and we just really think that, and they were like talking about that, and then it cuts to him going, I'm gay.
2023, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy how politicians just change their minds sometimes.
But, yeah, anything else interesting going on in my life recently? Dude, I saw you like 2 days ago.
I know.
And I think I'm dying, so that's cool. That's pretty much it, though.
I almost got ran off the road again.
By a random person.
Oh,
again? Dude, I'm starting to think you're the bad driver,
no,
to be honest.
No, look, I have got it on... I had my dash cam in my truck. Mm-hmm. Taylor doesn't have a dash cam. I've got a dash cam. And you know what I did? I got that recorded. And you know what?
What?
I'm about to show you what it looked like.
Oh, I'm excited.
All right.
Can't wait for
all right,
everyone
viewers
to be
at home. I'm showing him a video of me driving in a truck right now.
Okay. He's driving. You're driving.
And
down
you're
going to
see. You see this
oh,
car?
My God.
I'm driving normally. And this person drives into that lane, runs that other car off the road.
Jesus Christ, dude. He almost hit the car next to you head on.
Bro, I know. And if it wasn't for me looking in my rearview mirror and seeing what that guy was doing and slowing down.
So he could have got past the one there.
I slowed down to half speed by the time that guy like.
That's crazy. The guy behind Mac went around him on like a double line. Yeah. And the car was coming through the other lane.
And
just
ran that person off the road.
It looked like he, oh, that's wild.
But you know what?
What?
He got his license plate and Taylor's going to go look him up at work.
Nice.
Because he works for the court system.
Nice.
Traffic court.
Nice.
But yeah, it's pretty sick.
You're a narc.
I'm not a narc. I'm nosy. There's nothing I can do about it. Like
I got a kid that lives around these pots. I gotta be taking the tide. It's gotta be safe,
bro. When you drive around Atlanta, you better be on.
Dude, I drive like 3 hours every day.
I know it sucks, dude.
To and from work, and I get in less scary situations than you.
You need to write that off your taxes.
But 2 nights ago, I did almost die. I wouldn't say almost die, but it's some death-defying things. Who hurt you?
Nobody puts Tyler in the corner.
No one hurt me. No,
show
but
me
I
on
did
this,
some...
Show me on this Lego Venom Groot where the man touched you.
I did some hooligan shiz. Me and a couple people. Me and a couple of friends. We went to some buildings and we decided...
Don't tell me you parkoured.
I climbed some stuff.
Did you parkour?
I wouldn't really call it parkour.
You just free climbed.
But I climbed some stuff. Right. Now, look. This is in an area, and I'm not going to incriminate myself too much here, but I did climb a building that was...
In Georgia.
Like 4 stories-ish tall. Okay.
Dang.
In a downtown of a city. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've climbed up this building before in the past. There's like a huge pipe all the way up the side, and I just climb up the pipe.
You monkeyed it?
But this time, there was like the around this alleyway, there's like some stairs, and then at the top of these like metal stairs that lead to like the top floor, there's a ladder that just went to the roof.
Oh, cool.
So you just climbed on up
so
there.
So you passed the hobo tent, climbed a ladder the safe way this time.
Yeah. But what was terrifying was I was with a friend, and like right over, so like, you know, if you have like a building, if you're walking on the top of a building, usually there's like a ledge that like pops up that's like 2 feet high or so, and then it's like a foot wide, and then it's the drop off, right?
Right.
So we had that, and we're like, we decided to like sit on the edge and put both of our feet over, which is terrifying. But then one of these buildings, right where you were to put your feet over, there's like another ledge that's like maybe a foot. And it's just like an overhang.
Okay.
That's very narrow. And one of my friends decided to step on it. And I was like, dog, please don't do that. And it, from here, it like from the top, it looked like a thin piece of like sheet metal, just like an awning of sheet metal.
Wow.
That's like four stories high.
Yeah.
And
it's like made out of tin.
And he just stood on it and then stood up. And this is not like, I can't. It's hard to visualize what I'm talking about here, but imagine like you're not, it's like right underneath that is just sheer death.
Yeah.
It's like over the edge of this building. And he's, and I'm like freaking out, and I'm like daredevil guy. I like to climb stuff.
Bro, please.
And it was absolutely terrifying. Props to him. But the problem is that with this friend, I have a kind of competitive nature.
You hate
anytime that he does something, I just want to poke him in the butt. You know what I mean?
I'm gay.
No, I it's one of those things where it's like, okay, now I have to do it. If you do it, I have to do it.
You're not necessarily a one-upper, but you want to prove yourself.
We do it all the time with each other. If I do something, now I have to, and that's just how we roll.
Does he have a very low viewed podcast like we do?
No. Dude, Nate would never stand on that thing. Nate would never.
Oh, I wasn't saying it was Nate. I was just saying like,
but he was with us. Okay. And there was a couple of us and he was there and he's also freaking out. I was like, dude, please don't do that. And Nate goes, I can't look, and just turned and looked away.
Oh, poor Nate.
And then I did it. And it was absolutely terrifying. And I literally
you have life
almost
insurance?
Pooped myself. No.
We should get some, and can you put me as the
beneficiary?
Beneficiary of that. I would appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
So that was cool. Have you ever like explored any like urban,
like
climbing something or like an abandoned building?
Yeah. I've done abandoned building stuff. Like when I was in college out in Carrollton, there was this neighborhood that my buddy lived in, and there was this house. It was just overgrown with like trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I did it twice, two different locations. One of them had it was just an abandoned building, and we decided, hey, let's go check it out at night.
That's the best time to go to abandoned stuff. Cause then people can't see it.
It's ghost hunters. I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Abandoned stuff at night is absolutely terrifying, dude.
Anyways, we go in, and it was probably one of the most strangest places I've ever seen. There's like children's toys everywhere, and not like newish toys.
No, it's
like
creepy
toys,
bro.
From like the 80s and prior.
Dude, there's a house that was like abandoned for I don't know how long between here and one of the neighboring towns, and back in like high school or like right after, went inside that with some friends. Absolutely terrifying. Just stuff everywhere.
It's weird.
Old cans.
It's like, why is stuff
and
so
like,
it's like someone ransacked it already.
Right.
And I'm
so,
like, what's the
friend John looked around and goes, looks like they left in a hurry.
Of course.
Just the way he said it was hilarious. But it's what it looked
weird?
Like people just ran through and like threw everything everywhere and said, we gotta go. And then just
always makes me think that there's just like an inherent nature of people that come in like explore abandoned buildings or stuff. They just like to come in and just kick everything over.
Right.
And I'm like, why? What is the point of that?
I mean,
you won't get in trouble, but like, is it because when you were a kid you wanted to do that and your parents wouldn't let you? What's the deal?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with that? No, but there's another house we went and looked at, and it was actually, I want to say it was the house. It was a house that my dad lived in. Literally, because he went to school in the same college I did. And this house that he lived in with a bunch of guys was abandoned. Mm. And we went in, and I was up there with him, and I'm like, this house was not like this when you lived in it, right? And he goes, no, that was in the 70s.
Oh, gosh.
Like, all right, good. But in the middle of the house, there was like a, I want to say like a 10-foot wide just hole in the ground.
What?
Like, literally, Thor had came down in his freaking Bifrost jump. And
it Biofrost? Slid.
What's it called?
Bifrost.
The Bifrost.
The Biofrost.
Biofrost. I'm thinking of that Biofreeze
coming to
cream.
You by Biofreeze.
Rub it on your muscles.
We have Biofrost. If you ingest, you will look like going through some rainbow galaxy to another world. Do not recommend.
But it just, like, there's this big hole.
Great
hole
time.
The
best time. Might die. But I do recommend my new product, Biofrost. Doesn't taste as good as drumsticks.
Jeez, you got to be kidding me. You know that dude's got his own water, too, right?
Does he? Trump water?
Trump water. Only sold in Trump hotels.
H2. Oh, geez. It's so good.
H2. Obama.
H2. Oh, my God. What a big wall.
I swear. I'm gonna do it. I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to actually freaking get a... some kind of like
soundboard
or something to play sound effects with.
Obama.
Eh.
Stop. The creepiest place that I've ever entered.
My house.
The creepiest place that I've ever entered. Me and some friends. We've been there a couple times. There was an old abandoned hospital close around where we live. Do you know where I'm talking about?
There's an abandoned hospital around here?
Uh-huh.
Dang, I had no idea. What?
You didn't?
No, I had no idea. I don't know anything cool around here.
You want to go?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
All right, cool.
I'll bring a thermal camera or something. I don't have
a thermal camera. A.K.A. a firearm.
A.K.A.
Jeez! Boom! In case we run into any homeless...
I swear,
not
it was
that
a
you
ghost.
Were. Just, okay, let me be
the
clear.
The ghost turned into a human.
Not going around just shooting the homeless, but I'm just saying it would drop the homeless numbers. Not the best way, but it's. I'm just saying
it is weird how there's a correlation that if you go into abandoned buildings and shoot anything that moves, like ghosts,
usually the homeless population.
The
drops.
Homeless
it's
population
crazy.
Drops. I'm solving our nation's issues. Put me in
by
office.
Being a ghost hunter.
I'm a ghost hunter. The ghosts somehow transform magically into people.
Running for president. Mac the ghost hunter.
Bro, put that on a sign.
What is your... All right, here we go. If you're running for office as Mac the ghost hunter.
Mac the ghost hunter?
Yeah, dude. That's what you just said.
Okay, first off, that's part of...
That's your crazy...
That's a bit.
Look, every...
That's a bit. I wouldn't necessarily do that.
Every politician has something weird going on now. Trump talks like this. He wants to build a wall. Everything's great. Obama... he's talking like this. You got Biden, which I can't do, so I won't even try. What is Mac the Ghost Hunter's twang? What is his voice?
His twang?
Yeah, what is his voice? Gosh. What is his accent? Know. Everyone's got a way of talking. Just like Bush. How do you do Bush? I don't know if I can do Bush.
I think okay, so the way everyone does Bush is you have to kind of you talk at nasally, mm-hmm. but in the, like the upper back part of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of...
I'm trying to remember what he sounds like, but I know it's like...
He's Southern. He's from Texas, man.
Yeah.
Everything's bigger there but him. It's kind of funny. So, you kind of go, my name's George Bush.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I'm going to stop Katrina.
That's pretty good. All right.
I always think
Ghost
of...
Ghost Hunter Mac.
Ghost Hunter Mac. You can't just put me on the spot like that.
That's what we do here. That's what we do.
Ghost Hunter Mac.
So I feel like you'd either talk kind of ghostly or you'd act like real tough.
No.
We're coming with... I'll run against you.
Oh, gosh.
Give me something. Give me a
Ghost Hunter Mac. He's from the South. He's probably a redneck. He just shares a name with me, okay? He's a good old boy, maybe.
Okay.
trying to come up with this lore on the spot. It's hard.
He's a good old boy who thinks he's really doing good, even though everyone knows that he's just full of it. You know what I mean?
His slogan would probably be something like this.
Yeah.
It would probably be like this.
He said,
oh. No, I was about to try not to laugh. Probably be full something ghost like, mode. What was it? What was it called? Mac the Ghost Hunter?
Ghost Hunter Mac.
Vote for Mac the Ghost Hunter. If it's a freak in the sheets, probably a ghost.
What? If it's a freak in the sheets, probably a ghost. How is that a slogan? What does it have to do with running for office?
It means I'll get rid of him.
Taking out my competition like ghosts. Dude, I got nothing. All right. We got Mac the Ghost Hunter running against Ty. The Ty guy.
No.
Just a man who loves him some neckties. All kinds
Ty,
of ties.
The Ty guy.
Neckties, bow ties. He's the Ty guy. And
oh my gosh.
He was born. The funny thing is, he was born in like not the South, but he is also kind of country, but like northern country. All right. But he hit the city when he turned 18 with the help of his parents because he's, you know, that kind of guy. And he hit the city, tried to be a city slicker and get into something in fashion. And it was ties for him. And okay. He realized that the more ties that he gave out to people, the more he could share his tie wealth.
Wow.
The better the world got.
He's part of Big Tie.
He is Big Tie.
Nice. It's like you see those politicians with really fancy boots on or something.
Yeah.
This guy's just got the fanciest ties.
Ain't talks kind of like this. My name is Ty the Tie Guy.
I feel like I've seen this
I'm from New York City, but not really. We're done with this. This
okay,
is terrible.
This is going bad.
It started off fun. Now it's terrible.
Okay. So did you or did you not send watch the – I sent you a little video, a little short from YouTube about this guy in California in Disney World. Did you look at that?
I didn't, but I did see that.
Have you seen that? It happened like 10 days ago or something like that.
No, but I'll watch it right now.
Please watch it. Anyways, I don't know what this guy's deal is, but there is a collection of what I consider found footage-like videos – of a ride in Disney World. Some of you viewers may know what it is. It's called It's a Small World. Not the greatest ride. Sometimes, for some people, it's a fan
favorite. But let me tell you, it just got better.
It just got better. Now, in these videos, you'll see one of them. I'll just go in chronological order in which they were probably filmed. You see people just enjoying the ride. People with ears on, you know, doing their thing. Then you see them.
Naked people.
No, you're jumping all the way to the end. They're in It's
Spoilers.
A Small World. You're hearing the song. Then all of a sudden, you just see some guy walking around. It's like, if it was like somebody who was like a cast member there and like
right,
there,
so like people
like
getting
it would be
off
kind of like
the
okay,
rides.
It'd be like, oh, that's kind of weird. They're not supposed to be like in around the animatronics walking around while there's people on the ride. Mm-hmm. You know, like. That's weird. Okay, let it slide. Ruining a little bit of the magic for some people, but all right. Then the next video shows the dude's just in his boxers jumping around all these little like child audio animatronics and walking around. You hear people saying, "Stop! Stop!"
What is he
doing? Sit down! Just sit down! Just stop what you're doing! People yelling. There's like people on intercoms or something, and it's. It's kind of hilarious, and you just see this guy, and he's just, like, eyes looking around like he's looking for something. Who knows what's going on?
Mm-hmm. He's on drugs.
And, oh, guy is so on drugs. And then the third video from, I guess, when you exit the ride at some point, it's a water ride. He is butt naked, swimming around and splashing around in this water. And then I'm just like, how high is this guy? And then, final shot. These are all like different people filming this, just different angles, right? You see him being escorted out by like 10 guards, mm-hmm. Disney guards, right? They work for the man in the castle. He's still butt naked, and they're just parading him around, like, out of the park in front of all these
parading
children.
Him around?
Yeah.
Like how you say it, like, they're showing him off.
They're just like, look what we got,
look
boys.
At this small world. Two globes right here.
But, like, you're not going to wrap this guy up. You're not going to, like, find a way to, like, hold him in a room somewhere or, like...
The video that I just saw that you sent me, they're, like, each holding onto one limb. Like, he's a spider they can't get far enough away from, like, trying to stay away from him while they're holding a limb. And they tried to drape something over him, but it didn't work.
It's like, okay...
He's like a table that they're carrying, and don't care.
So, Orlando... This was in California. Orlando's Disney World has, like, little tunnels throughout the entire park.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, built above ground, above sea level and stuff, so they could specifically do that. I don't think they have that in California. So I'm just like, what, Tyler, what is the best way to take a naked man who's drugged out of his mind from one side of Disney World to the other? What would you do?
I'd just give him more drugs.
Make him pass out?
No, just give him more. To where he has such an existential crisis, he just flees the scene.
He takes care of himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that's smart. You know?
Yeah.
It's very similar to our homeless problem we had earlier.
I didn't say shoot him in the head.
Oh, that's true.
Speaking of homeless people in hospitals, coming back to that, I know we're completely not on that anymore. But yeah, I've been to this hospital, and it's like huge, and it's also one of the hospitals they use for The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they used it for another film or something, because, like, last time we were there, they had, like, signs and posters up, and it was made to, like, a school hallway. It was weird. Sorry, without what? What were you going to say?
So, give me some kind of bearing so I can kind of understand where this place is.
It is... I feel like I shouldn't be afraid of saying this, because...
We've already given up where we live.
Well, so. I know. But also, at the same time, like... Whatever. You know, I did go to that thing, like, however many years ago. You know, who cares?
You know how many people probably visit that place?
It's right outside downtown.
Really?
Yeah. You know where you go, like, Millard Farmer? But you take a right?
Yeah.
Instead of going left into Ashley Park?
Yeah.
Yeah. Down that road. It's the old Noonan Hospital.
Man, I gotta look into that.
Yeah.
How old is it?
Dude, it's been abandoned for, like, we went in it when, like, right after high school. So, before I moved to California. So, I was, like, 18, 19. So, almost 10 years ago. And it's still abandoned. And it's still there.
Wow.
So, it's been abandoned for a minute. I think once they opened up the Piedmont on Lower Fayette is when it closed down.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, we got to do some, like... I know we've
already...
But, dude,
like, there's, like, it's... Dude, it... Like, when I was... Last time I was in there, dude, it felt like a horror game. What?
The original Noonan Hospital structure was constructed in... Guess.
1962.
That's a little young.
Really? 47.
No. Keep going down.
When? Just tell me.
1924.
No way.
Way.
No way. That's way. Crazy. It had to have been renovated at some point.
It had significant building additions in 38, 42, and in the 80s.
That's crazy. Dude, when I tell you it's like last time I was in there, it was like a horror game, dude. Because, like, you walk in, and, like, in the hallways, there's just abandoned. That's not the same one.
I'm showing a picture of what used to be a hospital in Noonan. And it is the new West Georgia campus. You're going to have to find something else then.
It's not. This isn't a different place. This isn't it.
Well, guess what? It's exactly where you said it was.
Well, anyways, so this place, there's, like, just, like, broken, like, gurneys in the hallway. I swear there was blood stains on the floor. Like,
it might have been poop.
Creepy, dog.
Might have been poop.
No, pretty sure it was blood stains on the floor.
Okay. Bloody poop.
But so the first time we found it, me and Nate were like walking around.
I bet
around.
You there's a morgue in the basement.
Hold on. So me and Nate were walking around this hospital. And Nate was like, oh, I wonder if it's, like, unlocked. I wonder if we can get inside. And I was doing, like, parkour stuff, trying to, like, climb stuff, right? Okay, this is like 10 years ago.
Bro, tetanus central.
And so he's like trying all the doors. So like, no way is it going to be unlocked. Well, there's one part of the building that's like U-shaped. So like a building, it's kind of like an alcove, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at the back of it, there's like a wall that comes out like a couple feet and is like 10 feet long. So like you can, we'll go around another wall that goes downstairs and then there's a door down there. So like the creepiest entrance,
bro,
that one was unlocked. And I was like, yo, dog. And he's like, let's go in and look. I was like, well, let's get weapons first. And whoever else. So it was me, my buddy, Nate, and Seth.
I'm imagining like you and Nathan. Nathan's just got like a crowbar or like a stick. I don't know.
So we brought a couple knives. I had a couple katanas.
What?
That year for Christmas.
I have God and anime on my side.
I got two katanas that cross in an X on your back, like Deadpool.
Bro, you're like Deadpool.
And I brought them with me. And we brought like a machete. Because here's the thing, dude. Am I trying to harm anybody? No, not at all.
No, but if you're going to, it's going to be the most gruesome thing in the world.
Hacking someone to pieces. No, listen. If I just wanted to be ready if someone attacked me because I didn't know if they were like crazy drugged out people like finding shelter in there. Of course I'm going to run. It's just last case scenario. I didn't want to be left with nothing. So we grab that. We grab Seth and the three of us go to this hospital. And it is the creepiest thing ever. And Nate said, oh, we go downstairs and he sees the sign for the morgue. And the whole time he's talking about wanting to find the morgue.
Yes.
We found it and went inside.
Please tell me someone went in. And did they have like the freezers?
They had the drawers.
Did anyone get in then? Them?
No.
You know what I would do?
No, I don't think we even opened them. I would have been like, could you imagine you pull one of those open and like there's a dead body in there?
Oh, no, there would not be. There would never be. Unless there was someone who went in there and got stuck. Which has been a thing before.
I hate that. I hate it.
This is what we should do. I am claustrophobic as hell.
So like, you want to go back.
Wait, just listen to me. I'm very claustrophobic. Like, if I go into an elevator and there's, like, five people in it, I have to close my eyes.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah, I just close my eyes and I just, in through the nose, out through the mouth.
That's crazy.
If
I hug you real tight, how you feeling?
No, I'm fine. So, if we go.
I want to show you my love.
I guarantee you, if everyone else does it, I will jump in.
That's cool. I'm not.
Why not?
There's no chance I'm getting inside that. That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
Yes, it is. I'm laying on a sheet or on like a bed where a dead man was.
And guess what? That place is so old now that any of the dead person particles.
I don't care. It's just the thought of it.
Mister, I would eat a human person.
If it was somebody that I knew that was alive.
Well, guess what? There's not been a dead person there for multiple years.
You and Nate can do it.
I'm trying to make some history here with you, and you're just
so. Let me tell you something.
Not fun.
I'm putting all this out there, but I'm pretty sure statute of limitations is like 10 years. It's got to be right. It can't be shorter than that.
Statute of limitations on misdemeanors.
Ooh,
is I think 2 years. I may be wrong.
You'll have to ask my lawyer, best lawyer in the business.
I know for traffic infractions, it's 2 years.
Oh, okay,
or
we're good.
For suing people, it's 2 years.
Okay, it's 4 years in Georgia for trespassing,
which trespassing?
I'm sure is what this is considered.
Well, guess what? You have to understand what trespassing law is. So in order to be trespassed for something and have a criminal, you know, be arrested for trespassing, you have to first be told to leave the property. And then if you return or refuse to leave the property after being formally trespassed.
Yeah.
Then you are...
Oh, then I've never trespassed. Cool.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. No one's told you not to be there.
Right.
So you're good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so... So you can return.
Okay.
So let's go.
Okay.
I'll go now. You ready? Let's go right now?
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys later.
See you guys.
And we're back.
And we're back.
It was sick. It was so much fun. Mac is dead. Okay.
I'm just a ghost. Freaking the sheets.
I'm just Mac the Ghost Hunter. Tyler and Mac are dead. It's Mac the Ghost Hunter and Ty Guy from Big Ty here. The worst, cringiest joke we've ever made, but I'm going to milk it.
Oh, gosh. People are probably like,
I'm Ty the Ty Guy. So, I moved to California, okay? This is like 6 months after we go to this place. Got it? Good. Cool. I get a phone call. I'd been there a couple times to this hospital. I am in L.A., pretty much the farthest you can get away from Georgia, opposite right. coast. I get a call from my buddy John. It's like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night my time, midnight, something crazy. I'm walking home from work in downtown Hollywood. I get a phone call.
Did you step and poop?
And I sha-dong-donged my pants. No, I get a phone call from my buddy John, and he goes, oh my God, dude, I'm freaking out. He's like, oh my gosh, dude, I'm freaking out. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, what? What's happening? He's like, so we went to the hospital and we brought a couple other people we wanted to show them, like some other of our friends. And they said it was like six or seven of them.
Yeah.
And they're like, and like the alarms went off and like, like bunch of police are here and it's crazy. And we had to run and I can't find Nate or Seth.
What?
I should have waited for Nate and Seth to be on this to tell this story, but whatever. Because they were there and I wasn't. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. I'm in California.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I can't find them. And I was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm like, have you called them? He's like, yeah. And so, yeah, I was like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm across the country right now. But my first feeling was like, I was jealous. Because, like, it's like that anticipation, like something happens. I love fight or flight mode, bro. I'm like adrenaline junkie. So if that happened when I was there and got away
with
it,
how are you not a criminal?
Sick.
How are you not a criminal?
What do you mean?
How are you not a criminal?
Because I like
because you like the adrenaline from fight or flight?
Okay. So
how come you're not fighting bears?
Basically what happened, and next time, Nate, you're on
the podcast,
you can clarify this because I wasn't there. I'm just going off of what I remember that I was told. But basically, John had to meet up with them later. I don't know if he was at work or whatever, but it was like Seth, Nate, and a couple of their friends, like two or three other people. And they were taking them there for the first time. So they go inside the hospital, and they're like walking around. They open one of the doors, and a fire alarm goes off. Now, they don't know if it was triggered by the door they opened, but just loud blaring alarms. But they said when they first walked in, they thought they heard some noise. And they were like, are there people here? Like, meh. So what they thought maybe had happened was maybe some of the alarms were still hooked up and the other people who were in there
pulled
the alarm and ran and ditched and like left them to fend for themselves.
And
because I met somebody at this random encounter. I met somebody at a frozen yogurt shop close around the time that we were like exploring that hospital. And he was like, and somehow we got into the topic with the guy that worked there because he's like, oh yeah, I've been there like a couple times. So it's apparently well foot trafficked for people that want to like look in and explore like abandoned buildings.
You've got to tell me which Noonan Hospital.
He's like, I'm ready.
I'm so interested in this now. Because, okay, so the original Noonan Hospital, yes. I didn't know it was a hospital. It's part of the one that we were discussing earlier
when
I looked it up from 1920-dickety-2.
Right.
That one is now part of the University of West Georgia College.
Yeah.
It's either their like educational or whatever it's called, the early childhood education degrees, or it's like nursing or something. I got to figure out which building it is. Is basically what I'm saying.
We'll
I'm so
talk
interested.
About that.
I got to research.
So they went in there. They heard the alarm go off. They bolted, and apparently the group got split up, and a couple of them, everyone made it to their cars, except for Nate and Seth. And when they were on their way out, John apparently was walking up the long like drive into the hospital, and all Seth sees is like a silhouette. So he's like, oh God, it's his security guard or police or whatever. So he's like hiding. And then eventually I think he saw it was John. But anyways, they kind of separated from each other. And John found out that like the alarms are going off. So he gets back to his car. But Seth and Nate end up sprinting through the woods. And they had to like, and then they see the lights coming and they're sprinting through the woods and getting completely tore up by like thorns and stuff, but they just can't slow down. They're just getting tore up. And I get like sent pictures of just like scratched to smithereen, like legs, like bleeding and stuff. And they were saying like there was a moment where they had just kind of like lay there for a while and just be silent because like 100 yards away was just like tons of. It was a crazy story, but they got out of it and it was totally chill. And I was like, dude, that's nuts. Like, I really wish I was there for that.
Yeah, for real.
I love that, like, and then you get away. That's so dope.
You ever gone ghost hunting?
No.
What if I can say that I have?
Because you're Ghost Hunter Mac, I know.
Ghost Hunter Mac. What is this persona I've got now? This is crazy. My alter
never
ego.
Let it die.
Is that how we're going to introduce ourselves on the podcast?
Sure.
We introduce ourselves. Hey, welcome to One of Two Views.
I'm Ty Guy.
Ty Guy Ty. And
Ty Guy
Mac
Ty
the
from
Ghost
Big
Hunter.
Ty.
From Mac the Ghost Hunter. Anyways, me and some like college friends, well, they were really high school friends that when we got into college, we would meet up in the summers and do whatever. Because I made a pledge to myself that once I got out of Marietta, Georgia, I was never going back, and then I'd go back every summer.
Nice.
So we met up, and we were like, hey, let's look up the most haunted places in Georgia.
No,
so
bro.
This
no,
is all excluding
dude, no.
This is all excluding like Savannah, the real far drives.
Well, you know, a couple hours away, there's an abandoned insane asylum in Georgia.
Yes, I know. I've seen it on TV, and it's making me kind of interested.
No.
Let's do it.
No.
I'll bring
Nate wants to go.
I'll
Nate's
bring
down.
A nuke,
he wants to go.
And just in case somebody walks in front of us, I can just...
Last time that we talked about it many, many years ago, he wanted to go, and I was like, nah, dude.
Why?
Here's what's crazy.
Is it
me.
One of those things where the place does have, like, is off limits, and you have to go get a permit to go over there and...
Well, I'm sure it's off limits. You'd have to, like, break in to this abandoned place. I'm
yeah,
sure.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to break in.
Well, I mean, any abandoned
Look,
place,
I don't
think you're allowed in.
Yeah, but if it's like some place that's popular amongst people and it's like...
Dude, all I know is...
Yeah, these kids be breaking in.
If,
so we gotta...
if you rank the top three in my... This is my scale, and I've told it to many people and they agree. To me, the top three scariest places, abandoned places to explore. Number one is an insane asylum. That
Absolutely.
Is the creepiest abandoned place. Number two,
bro. What was it called? Outlast? No, there's a really awesome horror video game based on that exact thing.
Number two is a hospital, in my opinion. Again, creepy.
Right.
It's
right.
a lot of games.
People die there.
Number three, no, would be a jail or a prison.
A jail or
that's
a prison?
In my eyes. I can't think of three like creepier places that would be abandoned. Then, yeah, maybe school and then houses on that list.
Orphanage,
if
you know,
house.
Something with
yeah,
children,
yeah.
maybe.
And so we jumped to number two very quickly. Like, one of the first places we went, we're like, oh, hospital. I'm not about to go to number one. Nope.
Bro, I want to do this so bad. You have no idea.
Why?
And I will bring the best... charisma and excitement to it, and we will have a blast. I'll bring the Ouija board.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
I wouldn't do that.
I thought you were made, a Christian.
Even though it's made by a toy company, a board game company.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's made. It's all bullcrap.
That's funny.
I mean, if you're trying to invite a demon into your house, something might happen. I'm gonna if you're doing it not for the meme, you know, like if you're actually trying some, I wouldn't do that. But
for that, you candles.
I'll bring the chicken to sacrifice and the goat. Well,
dude, if we went to an abandoned place and you pulled a chicken out and goes, "Let's go," and you just went and just ripped
First
its
off,
head off,
if you
dude,
were immediately, if you're not immediately questioning where the hell I've been putting that chicken, you've got some really bad observation skills.
Why has Mac been clucking all night? What the hell?
Why is he like laying eggs?
He said he had to dump, and it's just a white pearl. He's eating it. What the?
Just cracked it in his mouth? What the? Is he a demon?
Can you do that? Have you ever just swallowed like a raw egg? I've
no,
never tried.
No. I mean, I've had like...
We should try on this podcast.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, I'm not against it. I'm just... I just
wonder if I'd be like... just like, just to come from the consistency.
Gosh, now I'm just a... No, I mean, I would do it for like a... You know how we did the 100th episode?
We did
or not the
100th
episode.
The shocking
episode.
Shock collar, yeah.
I mean, that's something. It's like, I don't do it because I want to do it. I do it because it's funny.
Good content.
It's good content.
So episode 150, we'll drink raw eggs.
125.
Do you see?
I'll do it. 120.
Have you seen that?
Do it right now.
Have you seen that video of the guy who like cracks like 20 eggs or 50 eggs or something ridiculous and puts in a pitcher and just starts drinking it. And he's like, and like you just see like he's like swallowing about four eggs reappear and then they just go back. It doesn't look like he's throwing up, but they just regurgitate just straight from his throat. It's not like they're coming from his stomach, but
it's
they
like
just
one step forward, two steps back every single
time.
Yeah,
dude. And someone commented, they're like, infinite egg glitch. Yeah, it's rough, dude.
Bro, man, no, but that you gotta admit.
Listen, I can suck eggs. I'm the best egg sucker.
Tremendous amounts of eggs. I sucked them all.
Couple regurgitate, maybe a couple, but a few, not a lot, just a couple.
but would that not be great? Look, I
what,
wish.
What was that? Would that not be
great content? I wish I had so much more time on my freaking hands.
To suck eggs? What
to
do you mean?
To suck eggs. No, because I know how hard it is.
I just want
to
know what other foods I can suck down on a minute notice.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Eggs. Bananas.
Cucumbers. Pickles.
Fucking kiwis.
Golly, I'm just like, gonna choke over here thinking about that stuff.
I'd like to try with a marshmallow.
Yeah,
soft and fluffy.
Let's do it, yeah.
You just like put it on the edge of your lips.
It's kind
of
dry at first.
Have you ever like put a grape on the edge of your lips and you go, and it just kind of like goes in?
Nope.
But you just gotta kind of close the back of your throat so it doesn't like.
Nope.
So you don't go.
Nope, but I didn't know that you eating was a hazard.
Oh, super. But I like to do it with a marshmallow because they're like soft and fluffy and you say, and just kind
of
swallow.
You ever do it with like a piece of ham or turkey? Or bologna.
I ain't no loney sucker, dude.
That bologna.
You haven't either, but I've seen
bologna.
I've seen it. You've seen it. You've
oh,
seen
I've
those
seen
clips
it.
Online. So funny. Like I've seen it's funny because like most of them are girls. And it's not that guys can't do it. This is coming off really wrong.
But the ladies,
they just know how to they just know how to gobble down some meats.
You know what's awesome?
Some cured
that my
meats.
Wife does not listen to this podcast.
She wouldn't make it 50 minutes in anyways.
She's like, divorce.
But I'm envisioning, like, there's a specific video of this girl doing it, and I just remember her going like, it's like immediately like comes back.
No, but back to what I was saying.
What meats do you want to gobble down?
No, no. No, no.
So when we get to an abandoned hospital,
we're bringing the meat. We're gonna bring a bunch of fine.
You're
meats.
You're gonna bust through the door. Boom, 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 boom. We got the meats. That's Arby's. That was a really bad impersonation. You know what I'm talking about.
Haunted hospital. We have the meats.
Have you seen? Oh my God. Have you seen those like Arby's commercials where like they're dubbed over?
Yeah, they
like,
just make up something else.
Hold on.
While you're looking at that, I'm gonna finish what I was trying to say. Tyler is cursed with being the one who has a computer, being cursed with the one who has the editing software, being cursed with the one that, even though we did film our 100th episode, has to edit it because he's the one who's got all the stuff. And I feel bad. But I was just saying that if I had a computer, had the editing software, had all that stuff, and had some time, I would gladly take it from you so that we could have more videoed content, like going to a haunted hospital.
Well, I was gonna, I'm sorry, I completely cut you off on that.
No,
I was
fine.
Trying to find the, I was trying to find the boom, 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 we got the, you know what I'm talking about, right? I don't know why I was trying to find it and play it, but I pulled up Arby's We Have the Meats on YouTube, and this is the first thing that came up, and this is what it was.
Just play it.
Bourbon sauce and brown sugar bacon. An Angus steak and a top bun. This shit look nasty as fuck. We have the meat.
Oh my gosh.
This shit look nasty as fuck.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Oh my God, it's so good.
Arby's.
Dun, dun, dun.
This shit look nasty as fuck.
Oh my God.
What are we going to do with ourselves, man?
I don't know. That's great, though. That was fun. I'm trying to find another one.
So, Tyler.
That's the one I'm going to end it on. I have to.
I gotta talk to you. You know, you've been working on a...
This is what nasty as fuck!
I gotta ask you, this is not to call you out, it's more to
the name of this episode is gonna be Goblin Meats.
No, cannot be Goblin Meats. That is such a clickbait title. For a bit that lasted maybe 5 minutes, we cannot be titling.
Yeah, but
Goblin
that's the, see, here's the thing. Is you have to title these podcasts an inside joke, so that way they feel like they're like, what? Why is it named this? And it'll keep them listening until
all
they
right,
get to
I'm fine
sorry,
with
what
it.
Were you going to say? I cut
I'm
you
fine
off.
With that. You know what? You sold me on it.
What were you going to say?
Goblin Meats. How's that video going, your movie?
All right, guys, it's been fun. Thanks for listening.
No.
And we'll see you next time.
Nothing has to do with you. It's because you gave it to somebody else to do some work, and you said it was going to
be Isaiah.
Done. Oh, yeah. How's that going?
What the hell, Isaiah? Where's my video at? tell him to listen to this.
Is he taking some time?
Where you at, bro? You busy gobbling meats?
No. I guess taking it by that tone of voice you've got, it's not going too well.
No, it's fine.
Okay,
I got
goodness.
The project. Well, there was a little bit of an issue when he sent it back, but I went out to California and I actually saw him in California.
Oh, right on.
So I got the actual project file from him like a week ago. So now I got to schedule a time with my buddy Alstein, and he's going to do the audio, and then that's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The visuals are all done. It's just the audio that has to be tweaked, which hopefully won't take that long. The goal was end of this year, but with the holidays, it's hard to...
I thought all you had to do was send it to an audio guy.
Well, after I got it back from this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For me, I mean, I don't have any more work to do on it. I'm done. My part's done.
Yeah, you did
all
of it.
I have to pay people.
You're doing great.
I got to pay people in meats.
Paying people in meats. Bum, bum, bum.
Dang, gay as fuck. Oh my god. I think it's a good place to end it.
We gotta
we should call it.
Maybe we should before it gets any worse.
Well, also, you know, it's just good to end on a good note before we just kind of drag it out, you know.
It's good.
Worse
know,
can be good.
You know, that is a good note. Some would say it's the best.
Who would say it's the best?
I don't know. I don't know who.
Just some people.
Some people.
Some people would say it's the best. All right. Thanks for listening. Next time, we'll tell you all about our adventure of going to a hospital, which we're definitely not going to do.
Yeah.
We might do it 4 years from now. 6 years. Did I say statute of limitations 6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might do
we
it
might
6 years
from now.
Might do it
4 years from now, maybe.
On episode...
Years, I don't know. 500.
Yeah, maybe we'll tell you about how we definitely didn't do it.
If that how we sense. Thought about doing it and if what we... What we would do if we did, and then we'll maybe recreate that in a on a studio set.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and we'll just come up with stories that aren't. It's just like what would have happened. It's hypotheticals.
Yeah.
But we can only
we'll
come
stage.
Up, we'll come up with the hypothetical 6 years from now.
We may post staged pictures of places that look similar to it, you know, just to get like a reenactment,
right?
You know?
Just like the moon landing,
Yeah.
Exactly. It'll look like the moon landing. It's going to be us in on an abandoned hospital on the moon with moon
right.
ghosts.
With, yeah, moon
and ghost Hunter Mac and
Ty the Tie
and
Guy.
Ty the Tie Guy. It's going to be a great video.
It's going to be it's the best.
All
greatest
right.
movie of all time. I've seen it. Wow.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of One to Two Views. Give us a rating on wherever you want to.
Give us a thumbs up. Give us a 5-star. Give us a recommend.
You can give us a 1-star. It's fine.
Give us something. We'll take
1
anything.
1-star is not going to help us.
No, it won't. Please help us.
And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.